You mentioned the word love, and for most people, it conjures up the idea of happiness and romance. That's fine. Except when it comes to one imperfect person loving another of the same ilk, well, often there's a lot of pain and perseverance involved. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Loving someone can be a tough gig. I was once leading a tutorial at a Bible college where I was teaching. The subject up for discussion was genuine love. How do we live out the love that Jesus demonstrated on that cross for us? One of the men in the group shared that his wife was going through menopause, and every now and then she had these amazingly irrational, emotional outbursts. He said, you know, she doesn't realize it's happening to her. Half an hour later, she'll come back and say, did I just have another outburst? You could tell just the way he was telling us this. You could hear it in the quiver in his voice that this was causing him a great deal of pain. Someone asked him, so how do you cope? He replied, you know, it's not easy, but I've come to the point where I realize that it's not her fault. And if I'm going to love her, I just have to hold my tongue and love her through it to the other side. His testimony that day left a lasting impression on me. Some people think that marriage is an outdated concept, but right there is a woman who, whether she realizes it or not, is experiencing the most faithful and wonderful love from her man, and you just can't put a price on that. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Whatever the context, whatever the situation, loving someone like that with the faithful love of God isn't easy. Be faithful anyway. Love them anyway. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Hey, love takes courage. Love takes power. Love takes persistence. And those things are things that God wants to breathe into your spirit through his word. That's why you can receive this devotional into your inbox each day. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see the fresh sign up right there at the top of the homepage. It's completely free. And when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com.